Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for checking out another episode of Northern Transmissions. I recently chatted with the guys from Black Box Revelation, who are right now on the road with BDI, and just finished off a tour with the Meat Puppets.
All that I got, my perception, lost connection. All that I got, my perception. Well, I've seen the guards standing on the side of the road, leading us to another city. Don't know if we'll ever see the sun again. And my sweet love, dead beast don't look pretty.
Off Black Box Revelation's 2011 release, My Perception. We talked a little bit about where they developed their psych rock sound, as well as what it was like growing up in Belgium and the music scene around there. You guys grew up in Belgium. Did you, where did your love of garage psych rock, like Invasion, come from?
I think, like, because we started listening to rock music when we were, I think, 10 years old, maybe younger, because I've got a brother, he's 7 years older, so he was going to festivals and stuff while I was still a kid. So I started listening to pretty hard music from a young age, and we started playing music together since we were 11 and 13 years old, so just like doing some crazy stuff in the garage, we just grew into the genre that we're playing right now. It's like just a natural flow that we're following. Yeah.
We went to the biggest festivals, of course, in Belgium. So we've seen a lot of bands at the festivals, especially.
Yeah, not really Belgian bands, because like we've never really listened to a lot of Belgian bands, but like from like when we were kids, like 13, 11, we went to festivals like the size of the Bonnaroo festival and stuff. So, but then in Belgium, the Pukkelpop and Wechte and stuff. So we just went there since we were kids, and like between all those teenagers and crazy people and just saw all those things happening. And I think my first gig where I was really like, which I thought was really, really good, and because of that gig I started playing guitar and stuff, was the Datsuns. They played on Pukkelpop at the Marquee, and it was just such an amazing show, like really rocking, that I thought, wow, this is just so much fun. It's like, must be great to be on a stage. And since then we started playing music, and Idris was already playing music, but I just rolled into it by then, and yeah, we just have a great time. So. It's like back then when that happened, we knew someone who worked for Hollywood Movies and Sinks and stuff, and he was in the baseball league as well, so that's why he like via he introduced us to Pittsburgh Pirates, and they chose our song because they were a pretty young, ambitious team, and they thought our music was pretty young and energetic, and like just especially the energy of like two young guys matched very well with their team spirit, I think, and that's why they chose it.
That's kind of a cool story. Baseball and psych garage rock, I don't usually equate those two, but seems to work. We also talked a little bit about writing songs, because obviously the English isn't the first language of the guys. Not to say they speak very well, but it's when they're writing songs, are they actually, what language they're actually thinking about or thinking in?
Lyrics, they always come in English, yeah. Like, sometimes it's like, we don't know, we don't have the same grammar knowledge as a native Englishman, but so some words I just have to look up if I'm thinking of something, but it's just, I write them in English, yeah. I think it just gives me a different way of thinking about stuff, and we get just more, I think, more visuals in my head by thinking in another language, and that's why, yeah, why we sing in English as well. Actually, it would be weird if,
yeah,
for us it wouldn't sound weird if it's in Flemish, maybe, because like most Belgian bands sing in English as well.
Right.
You got like a Flemish scene, like singing in Dutch. But yeah, it's something completely different, and I think we can do it. We can definitely do it. But yeah, it's just not yeah, our ambition to just play in Belgium, because of singing in English, we can tour the States, we can play Canada, we can play all over the world, and who speaks Flemish, right?
Live in a world of anger, not one day to calm you down. No one wants to surrender, who will be the first to fall? Each and every one of us needs someone to make love be true. We'll be in love forever, why don't we eat each other's heart? My heart tastes better without yours, without your heart.
Enjoying my conversation with Jan Andries from Black Box Revelation. If you want more info about the band, you can check out their website, www.blackboxrevelation.com, or their MySpace. And if you want more information about the show, northerntransmissions.com or on Twitter, you can follow us, Northern Trans. And you can email us at the website as well and tell us what great people we are. We talked a little bit about playing the larger festivals like the Pukal Pop and Rock Austin and Pink Pop, which can be, I imagine, pretty exciting playing in front of tens of thousands of people, as well as touring the United States a couple of times with the great Meat Puppets.
Yeah, we toured with them in June, and then on this tour as well. The cool thing is that, like, in June we had such a great time, and then it was just amazing to have them ask us again for the tour now, and they're just such a nice guys, and we get along really well.
Even Chris joined us on stage.
Really?
For yeah. One song. Yeah.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah,
like two nights he joined us. And he was so excited. He was like, "Oh, thank you so much that I can join you on stage." It was actually the first time ever that we had a bass player joining us on stage with our own songs. Because like we played with a bass player one night to do like a tribute to Jimi Hendrix in Brussels. And then we played like Voodoo Child with a bass player we never met before. But it was great. And I think you can find it on YouTube. But like now with Chris, that was amazing, and just all of them, they're like our crazy uncles, and we might tour with them again in the future.
It's nice that we can do those festivals in Europe right now. It feels great to play in front of all those people, but then again, coming here to the US and Canada today, it's cool as well. Today is a big venue, but smaller clubs are also charming, so it's a combination of festivals, big festivals and smaller clubs, which makes it really cool.
Like the first time for a really big crowd, we had so much adrenaline.
It was yeah, crazy. It was amazing.
And like we still get like a lot of adrenaline when it's like, a really big crowd, but like not really in a nervous way, but just in like a really exciting way, and I think that's why we're on tour and why we play music, just to like have that moment on stage where you get like energy
all
of
the
people right in front of you, and if they go crazy then it influences you on stage, and you sometimes you play stuff that you've never done before, and like sometimes you're even like, wow, did we do that live today? That was pretty good, that was cool. And that only happens if you're like on stage, so that's cool.
Right.
Then it's happening, yeah.
Every time is different, even if you've played like a stage before. And like for example, we played the Double Door in Chicago about four times in a couple of months now.
Really?
But it's different every time because the crowd is different, and it's like you play with different bands and it's a different vibe. So I think that's a good example of like even if you come back to the same place, it's always like, I think you just working on like build a story, and same as Minneapolis, we came back four times in 1 month in
That's
Minneapolis,
really?
And like every time you see more people coming and they remember you from last from the week before.
Yeah, but that's what we gotta do because we're good on our album, but we're alive, we're more alive band actually, and you gotta see us to be convinced.
Madhouse! Made me a skeleton. who made me a skeleton, who caused my death, pleasing, teasing, holding my own breath, who made me a skeleton.
We finally talked about the recording sessions of My Perception, working with the multi-talented Alain Johannes, and what it was like for them.
Yeah, because like we got the first two albums. We did those with Mario Gusses. He's a Belgian drummer, and like, it was just great to get a new wind in the story, like a new producer and. Like first time ever that we worked with like someone that we didn't really know from before, and it was a bit. We were really excited because we went into his home studio right after touring with the second album, and we didn't really finish any demos before entering the studio. So we did a lot of things in the studio, and just his way of working was really different than before. So it got like it inspired us by. Trying to like know our instruments in a different way, because we didn't take any of our instruments to the studio. We were just
we were a bit nervous. We were sitting on the plane with a couple of drumsticks and a pedal board. That was it, and a cowbell.
I didn't even.
It's amazing.
Like on the whole new album, I didn't use any of my own guitars.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like you start to. Like the first albums, we just tried to create our sound and like really using our proper gear and try to make sounds with it. But now it was more like trying to focus more on the way of playing together and like show people the way we play together instead of just sounds, because we used amps and guitars and drums that we never used before. I think that was like an extra adventure for us, an extra boost to like write new stuff.
And that's the end of the show. Thanks again for listening. Thank you to Dries and Jan from Black Box Revelation for the great interview. Thank you for the multi-talented man on the boards, who keeps it going, as Spencer Carson. My name is Charles Brownstein. You can check out the band's website, the Black Box Revelation, at theblackboxrevelation.com or MySpace. You can check out the show's website at www.northerntransmissions.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Northern Trans. Let's leave you with one more track from the 2011 My Perception. This is Shadow Man.
Walking, I see a shadow man walking. Looking from left to right, who's that man coming up from behind? Frightened, I see a red shadow frightened. My heart grows small. Shadow man, shadow man. darkness, and I don't want to be a shadow man.